Das kann so sein, dass ich nicht sagen, wenn wir uns nicht mehr ziehen, darf ich auf Test. Der Mischner sagt, Maya hey, bedammer, ab Tafen, am Yishtamisch, und Chulam. Machleke says regarding whether the finder has the right to use the money. If he does, he becomes a Shemesh Sacher. However, if he does not have the right, for example, everyone agrees that he may not use a lost item itself, he would not be responsible, although by being busy with the mitzvah, he becomes part from other mitzvahs, like giving tzedakah, and that benefit is a benefit for him, still that would not make him into a Shemesh Sacher. Second, this is a feature of Yaisu, who says that a Shemesh Aved is considered to be a Shemesh Sacher. Rav Yaisu would say, all would agree that the finder would be Chayev if the item was lost or stolen, like a Shemesh Sacher. Machleke in the Mishnah is regarding whether he would be Chayev for an is like a borrower. Rav Tarfon says that he may use the money and is therefore considered to be a borrower and is chayav for an oinus, whereas Rav Akiva says he may not use it and therefore not considered to be a borrower. In fact, more in the Mishnah, Rav Akiva says he may not use the money and therefore, if it's lost, he's not responsible. Now, the therefore makes sense only if Rav Akiva means that to say that he's even putter if it's stolen or lost. However, if he agrees regarding that and only argues regarding an oinus, like Rav Yosef said, the use of the word therefore is inappropriate. Mar says he only used that word because Rav Tarfon used that word first. Rekhmer, why did Rav Tarfon use that word? If the Rav Tarfon meant to say, since Rabbanan allowed the finder to use the money, it's considered as if he used it, he's considered to be a borrower even if he didn't use it. And he would therefore be responsible even for an oinus. In fact, the Mishnah says that the machlekes is regarding responsibility when the item is lost. This is a future of Yosef. Rav says we find that Rabbah once explained the term loss as referring to an unavoidable loss. Rav Yosef would do the same thing over here. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel paskind like Rav Tarfon. The Gemara says a ma'aseh that Rachva had money that he was watching for minor orphans. He asked Rav Yosef whether he may use the money. Rav Yosef said, "We paskind like Rav Tarfon, so the money may be used." Abaye asked, "We've learned that Rav Chelben and Rav Huna said that's only if it was a found item and he then had to sell it. Since he bothered with it, we allow him to use the money from the sale. However, if he found money, he may not use it. The money of the orphans is more like found money, and therefore he should not be allowed to use it." Rav Yosef told Rachva, "Go, because they're not letting me tell you to use the money. So just leave here." So the next Mishnah, if someone found Svarim, he should read from them once in every 30 days to prevent them from getting ruined. If he doesn't know how to read, he should simply roll them from one end to the other. However, one should not use them to learn something he's learning for the first time. He may come to ruin them. He should also not read it along with another person. He may come to rip it. If someone finds a garment, he should shake them out every once in 30 days and spread them out as often as needed. However, he should not spread it out for his own honor, let's say, to decorate his home. If he found a silver or copper kalim, he should use them as often as needed to keep them in good condition, but not enough to ruin them. If he found gold or glass kalim, he should not even touch them until the Yo comes and says who they belong to. If he found a sack or a box of anything that's not normal to be picked up, even if it was his own, then he doesn't have to pick that up. And I'll explain all this. Zakhtamar Shmuel said, if someone finds tefillin in the market, he should appraise them and sell them right away and put the money away. Ravina asked, the Mishnah said Svarim should be read or rolled, which suggests that they should not be sold. Why are tefillin different? Abaye said, it's easy for an owner to buy another pair of tefillin, but it's not as easy to find a replacement Svarim. Abraye said, if someone borrows a safe he may not lend it to another person. He may open it and read from it as long as he's not learning something for the first time, and as long as the second person is not there reading it with him. Similarly, if someone deposits a Sefer Torah with a Shomer, he should roll it every 12 months. He may open it and read from it, but if he opened it for his own purposes, it's Aser. Simcha said, if it's a new Sefer Torah, it should be rolled every 30 days. If it's an old one, it should be rolled every 12 months. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says, in either case, it should be rolled every 12 months. Why is the price of single out a Sefer Torah? Any borrowed item may not be lent out. Rabbi said, the chiddush is, we would think that people are happy to have a mitzvah done with their property, and therefore, they should allow the further lending of the Sefer Torah. The Mishnah teaches that no, it may not be done. It seems obvious that he may open it and read from it. If he didn't, if not for that, then why else did he borrow it? The Gemara says that was only stated for the next halacha, that he may not use it to learn something that he's learning for the first time. In fact, how is he allowed to read from a Sefer Torah that was deposited with him? Also, what does the Braisa then mean that if he opened it for his own purposes, it's also? The Gemara says the Braisa means if, as he's rolling it, he reads it, that's mutar. However, if he opened it to read it, it's usher. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying the exact same thing as the Tanakhama, it seems to be. So what's the difference? The Gemara says the Braisa must be read as saying that Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov says in both cases it should be rolled every 30 days. The Mishnah said, "Avo lo yilmud by batchila, avo lo yikra acher imo." In fact, Abaye says that three people should not read together from a found sefer. This suggests that two people may. Abaye said two people may not read the same subject because each is going to pull it towards them and it's going to rip. However, they may read from different subjects. The Mishnah said, "Matzah ksus menara echad b'shloishim yoim." We have learned that Rabbi Yechanan seems to say that shaking out a garment is bad for it. Mara says, doing so every day is bad for it. Doing every 30 days is good for it. Another teretz, one person doing it is good for it. Two people doing it together is bad for it. Third teretz, shaking it out by hand is good. Shaking it out by hitting it with a stick is bad. Fourth teretz, it's good for a linen garment to be shaken out, but not good for a woolen garment. Dr. Mara Vaita, Rabbi Yechanan said, it's better to drink a cup from sorcerers than to drink a cup of lukewarm water. However, that's only if the water was in a metal keli, but if it's an earthenware keli, it's not a problem. Even if it's a metal keli, it's only a problem if the water was not brought to a boil. If it was, it's not a problem. Also, it's only a problem if no other ingredients kids were put into the water. Weiter, sagt Gemara, Rabbi Yechonon said, if someone inherited a lot of money and wants to lose it, he should wear linen clothing, use glass cannon, hire workers that not supervise them. More expensive, he's referring to Roman linen, very expensive, very fragile, white glass, very fragile, and was referring to workers who would drive the oxen in the field, which had great risk of ruining the crops if not done properly.